This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the beauty, hair, health, and skincare channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Susan Lin, who is a practicing physician for women's health, anti-aging, and aesthetic medicine for over 23 years in the San Francisco Bay Area. She is also the inventor of MD Products, which is a solution-based product line for lash, skin, and hair. Dr. Lin, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's an honor to be on your show.
It certainly is an honor to have you with us. So first of all, Dr. Lin, tell us what is new in hair health.
Hair is an exciting field. Even though I've been a gynecologist and practicing anti-aging medicine over 25 years, it never fazes me how we new discoveries are coming out, and they're very, very basic findings. Number one thing that that's often overlooked is actually what that stress can cause hair loss, along with aging and hormonal factors.
Now, we know anti-aging is the key for optimum health. How is that possible for hair?
Sure. Now, we know that the hair has natural cycles. It rests, it sheds, and it grows, and that's all natural. But they tend to slow down as we get older and then can lead to net hair loss. And that's why our hair becomes thinner and thinner, and the generalized thinning, it's easier to see the scalp, and you see more hair falling when we're showering and when we brush our hair. Now, this, you know, we often assume that, you know, hair loss is a male issue, but actually, according to the American Hair Loss Society, over 40% of the hair loss is actually in women, and which can be very traumatizing because as a measure of femininity, you know, the beautiful models, the youth, it's all symbolized by having very long, thick hair. So like we said, the number one reason that's often unnoticed is actually stress, which is very, very common with women nowadays, you know, trying to multitask, running a family, and also trying to continue with their professional lives. The second one is also iron deficiency, which is common with women having hormonal and menstrual issues. And the third one is just going, as we get older, our skin and hair just naturally get thinner and thinner. Now, what's interesting is that with stress, we can affect our immune system, and our immune system would affect how we eat, how we sleep, and then when we overreact with immune system from stress, it really affects our hair, and then the follicles start to shrink, and then they tend to fall out. But it can be solved by very, very simple measures. You know, we could eat healthier, we can eat lots of increased fresh vegetables, salads, variety of good food, and try to avoid certain foods that are more increasing production of acid, such as milk, dairy product, bread, and potatoes. And also, it's good to cut back on the refined sugar and processed food. It's always a good idea to take a high-potency vitamin, including good vitamin C and vitamin D is very important, as well as B-complex and biotin. And if you cannot get enough green from the part of the world that you're living in, also good to take a green drink or a supplement. So you can see there's many natural ways that you can do to protect your health. And another simple thing that you can do is that just taking good daily care of your health, of your hair, because if the hair is, the root is not connected to the skin as strongly as it used to be, you really want to be as gentle as you can. So don't wash every day. Do every other day. Use lukewarm water. Try to use shampoo that doesn't foam up and take away your natural shine. And once a week, you could use a simple apple cider, dilute it, massage it into your scalp, and that's going to take care of a lot of a decongestion or the buildup that's from products or just from too much oily secretion. And after your shampoo, just very gently pat the hair dry. Do not over treat it, and try not to comb and brush so much. And the other thing that I really discovered, because my passion and personal history of hair loss, is that there are other natural supplements and topical products that can be used to address the thinning of the scalp. One such product is MD Nutra Hair. What it does is, using the stem cell technology from plant, addresses the immune-caused inflammation, and also helps address the hormonal issues. So what you generally would notice is the hair after using the product, the hair doesn't fall in about 2 to 4 weeks. And then remember what I talked about earlier, it's the slowing down of the natural restoration that's causing to a net loss. So if you can slow down the loss, then it allows your body chance for it to catch up.
There may be an overlap with this question, but how can we achieve healthy hair or healthy overall health with our hair?
Sure. And if you've tried everything that we talked about and then you're still distressed about hair loss, then it is time to seek professional help. You know, you do want to make sure that you don't have other medical conditions such as hypothyroid, autoimmune diseases, iron deficiency, or lupus. Now, those are issues that need to be addressed first to correct, and they're easily corrected or can be corrected. And after that, you make sure that you have good nutritional intake and that you've taken good care of your hair. Of course, it's not always possible to cut down on the everyday normal stress that we experience. I do also take and advise my patients to take certain Ayurvedic Chinese natural supplements that is designed to protect the adrenal and lower the cortisol level. You know, cortisol is a hormone that that goes up when we're stressed. And if it's constantly up, it's actually not very good for your health and well-being. I mean, you feel stressed all the time, and then as time goes on, you just feel worn out, and that's called adrenal fatigue. So we generally want to treat our patients, or actually guide our patients, to take natural supplements that's going to help their overall well-being. And actually, generally they feel much better after about a day or two.
Today we are with Dr. Susan Lin, who is a practicing physician for women's health, anti-aging, and aesthetic medicine for over 23 years in the San Francisco Bay Area. She's also the inventor of MD Products, which is a solution-based product line for lash, skin, and hair. She's joined us here today briefly on eHealth Radio's Beauty, Hair, Health, and Skincare channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Lin, are there other benefits we can expect by following your insight on healthy hair?
The other benefit is how we feel, actually. You know, instead of waking up every morning seeing more hair falling in the sink and in the car, it is nice to have your hair gradually fill in. And it's also really nice to be able to have the hairstyle that you once have when you were younger. You know, it's you see most women in our 40s and 50s, we tend to have short hair, and it's because we cannot support nice, long, beautiful hair. And so it's a sense of well-being when you have beautiful hair, because I believe that's a reflection of the health inside, and that's why it's important to address the issue both from the outside and from the inside, and address all the different issues such as aging and stress and hormonal issues, instead of just using prescriptions or just using a nutritional supplement to replace the nutrient.
Lastly, are there any other anti-aging tips that you could share in conclusion?
Oh, sure. I love anti-aging. Anti-aging is my passion. You know, when you can address the true anti-aging issues, it really, really improves our lives. And that actually leads to the main ingredient that we spoke about in the supplement and some of the topical products. You want to address the anti-aging issue. One of them is that the mitochondria, which is the powerhouse to your cells, they tend to slow down as we age. So the mitochondria issue is an important issue to address, because it's just like the little Eveready bunny, you know, with the battery that keeps going. You've got to keep the battery going. So that's an important thing to do. And what we talk about with the stress is that you want to protect what's something that's called a telomere. Telomere is the part of the DNA that controls the aging process. And the more stress we have, the shorter the telomere becomes. There is a test that's available that you can measure the length of your telomeres. But by doing what the simple things that I said, by lowering the cortisol level, you can prevent that, you know, or lessen the rate that that's happening. And I think those are some of the major new keys for anti-aging.
Well, certainly have appreciated your information and insight here on this topic. Where can folks find you online and as well get more information about MD products online?
Sure. The best way to find out is on our website. It's www.md-factor.com. MDfactor.com with a dash between the MD and factor.
Very good. Dr. Lynn, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Mr. Michaels. It's a pleasure.
We've been speaking with Dr. Susan Lynn, who is a practicing physician for women's health, anti-aging, and aesthetic medicine for over 23 years in the San Francisco Bay Area. She's also the inventor of MD Products, which is a solution-based product line for lash, skin, and hair. And once again, the website of reference is md-factor.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Beauty, Hair, Health, and Skincare channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.